Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Now that means it's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil does join us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, Los Angeles County DA George Gascon, who formerly held the same job here in San Francisco, is going to hang on to his office there after a second effort to force a recall election fizzled out today. Officials say that there just were not enough qualified signatures to ask voters to remove him from the job. So, Phil, is this the last one of these? Are we going to see this again next year?
No, I don't think we're going to see another effort to recall George Gascon. I think the effort's going to be on replacing him. The backers of the recall are going to turn around and say, okay, let's go for the regular election. This was a recall effort. You collect signatures, and the goal is to get the recall on the ballot. That's what happened with Governor Gavin Newsom. That's what happened with San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin. But in this case, the recall backers came up about 50,000 short down in Los Angeles. They just didn't have the valid signatures. They submitted 715. They needed 566, but it was just determined that a lot of them were repeats or people that didn't actually weren't registered to vote, and their signatures didn't match, whatever the case may be.
Is this a bellwether for the rest of the state? Are we losing an appetite for some of these recall elections?
You know, that remains to be seen, Brett. You know, we've had ours in San Francisco, the school board, and we've had the district attorneys. You know, we've seen recalls of city council people. We've seen recalls of water boards or things like that, but not high-profile recalls like this. I'm not sure how much of this has to do with that or just the nature of Los Angeles. You know, they don't have the greatest voter turnout. People aren't all that conscious. But it is sort of a bellwether in some ways about the judicial reform movement in the state of California and in the nation. This was a movement that got a lot of steam after the tragic murder of George Floyd. The idea was, you know, we heard about defunding or reimagining police, and at the same time, changing in the criminal justice system, not charging as heavily, not, let's say, putting high bonds on people so that they stay locked up in jail until their trial dates. George Gascon came in on that rush after leaving San Francisco, and he, implemented a lot of widespread changes. Unfortunately, when you make blanket changes, as Chesa Boudin learned, you can have backlashes and you can have mistakes being made, and he had one in the case of Hannah Tubbs, a 26-year-old transgender woman who sexually assaulted a child back when they were 17 years old, and she was allowed to be handled in juvenile court, and that didn't go over very well with the public. The other difference is that DA George Gascon's deputies are civil service, and so he can't fire them, and they have been in open revolt, and they will probably continue to be in revolt even after this recall has failed. And so I think that rough waters for George Gascon will continue until the next election.
Thank you as always. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.